He frowned severely, but didn't write down any response. Just then, someone rapped on the door, and Sonya opened it and poked his head in.
Dresden, the knight said. He's awake.
I rose, and Mouse rose with me.
Cool. Maybe get started on those calls, Padre.
Forthill gave me another thumbs up rather than nodding. I walked out, Mouse stolid at my back, and went back to the utility closet with Sonya to talk to our guest, I suppose. The blocky hitman lay on the backboard, strapped down to it, and further secured in a cocoon of duct tape.
Stand him up, I said.
Sonya did so, rather casually lifting the gunman, backboard and all, and leaning it back at a slight angle against the wall. The gunman watched me with calm eyes. I picked up a wallet from the little folding card table we had set up and opened it.
Stephen Douglas, I read from the license. That you?
Stevie D, he said.
Heard of you, I said.
You did Torelli a couple of years back.
He smiled very slightly. I don't know any Torelli.
Yeah, I figured, I said.
How is he?
Stevie D asked.
Who?
The little guy.
Fine, I said, wearing a vest.
Stevie D nodded.
Good.
I lifted an eyebrow.
Professional killer is happy he didn't kill someone?
Had nothing against him. Wasn't getting paid for him. Don't want to do time for hitting the wrong guy.
Isn't professional. But everything I heard about you said I shouldn't dick around waiting to get the shot off, so I had to get him out of the way.
Stevie, I said, this can go a couple of different ways. The simplest is that you give me who hired you, and I let you go.
His eyes narrowed.
No cops?
I gestured at his bound form with one hand. Does it look like we want cops all over this? Spill, and you're loose as fast as we can take the tape off.
He thought about it for a moment, then he said,
Nah.
No?
He made a motion that might have been a shrug.
Did that for you, I might never work again. People get nervous when a contractor divulges personal information about their clients. I gotta think long term.
I nodded.
I can respect that, honoring a bargain and all.
He snorted softly.
So we can go to option two. I'm going to call Marcone. I'm going to tell him what happened. I'm going to ask him if he's interested in talking to you, Stevie. I'm sure he'll want to know who is purchasing hits in his territory, too.
What impact will that have on your long-term productivity, do you think?
Stevie's nerve cracked. He licked his lips.
He said, what's option three?
Sonya stepped forward. He beamed at Stevie D, picked the backboard up off the floor without too much trouble, and in his lowest voice and thickest Russian accent said,
I pick up this board, break in half, and put both halves into incinerator.
Stevie D looked like a man who suddenly realizes he is sitting near a hornet's nest and is trying desperately not to run away screaming. He licked his lips again and said,
Half of what I hear about you says Marcone wants you dead, that you hate his guts. The other half says you work for him sometimes, kill the people he thinks need killing.
I wouldn't pay much attention to rumors if I were you, Stevie, I said.
Which is it? He asked.
Find out, I said. Don't tell me anything.
Sonya put him back down again. I stood facing him expectantly.
Okay, he said finally.
Abroad.
Woman, huh? Who?
No name. Paid cash.
Describe her.
Stevie nodded.
5'9", long legs, dark eyes, he said.
Some muscle on her. Weighed maybe 150.
Long, dark hair. Had these dark tattoos on her face and neck.
My heart just about stopped in my chest. I closed down every doorway and window in my head to shut out the gale that was suddenly whipping up in my heart. I had to stay focused. I couldn't afford to let the sudden tide of emotion drown my ability to think clearly. I reached into my pocket and drew out my own wallet. I'd kept a picture of Susan in there for so long that when I pulled it out, some of the image's colors stuck to the plastic sleeve. I showed him the picture.
The hitman squinted and nodded.
Yeah, he said. That's her.